Here it is. Opisto services. During many sermons, it's been spoken of faith. And of the most important matter in life. The Bible speaks of faith as well. With that exact word, faith, hundreds of times.
Niin tärkeästä asiasta on kysymys.
It is such an important matter.
Ja jos Jumala suo, niin emme tee tästä.
If God so wills,
poikkeusta,
we will not digress from this.
Voisimme
or make an exception of this.
Pohtimaan,
but that we would pause.
Kysymystä.
And ponder three questions. Why do we believe as we believe?
Toiseksi, mitä usko on, mitä usko tarkoittaa, ja
secondly, what is faith? What does it mean?
Sitä, että miten uskon voi saada omakseen.
And thirdly, how can one obtain faith for themselves? As introduction to this, let us read from the letter to the Hebrews,
11. Luvun alusta,
from the beginning of the 11th chapter, the first 10 verses.
Sanat kuuluvat vapahtajan nimeen luettuna seuraavasti.
And the words are read as follows, in Jesus' name.
Usko on sen todellisuutta.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for,
sen näkemistä,
the evidence of things not seen.
Uskoon perustuu se todistus, jonka Jumala on.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
Uskon avulla me ymmärrämme,
through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh.
Ja uskovana hän puhuu vielä kuoltuaankin.
God testifying his rights, and by it being he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Ilman uskoa ei kuitenkaan kukaan.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things are not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen.
Niin. Kuten aivan aluksi totesin,
as in the beginning I had already said,
tärkeä asia,
ja how faith is an important matter.
Raamatussa meille paljon, ja
and it is spoken of much in the Bible. And always, when the children of God gather at services, we can surely say that in every sermon we speak specifically of faith.
Meille on tuttu se vanhan kristin opin vuodelta 1948.
We are familiar with the old Christian doctrine from the year 1948 regarding what is the most important matter in our life. It is a portion in Christian doctrine
ainakin itse kuulun siihen ikäpolveen, että
that I am in of that generation.
Rippikoulussa käytettiin sitä vanhaa katekismusta.
There at confirmation school we used the old catechism and the old
tosiaan vuodelta 1948
Christian doctrine.
Määritelmä, mikä on elämämme.
And there in the 1948 books is the definition of what the most important matter in life are.
Tällä tavalla.
It says in this way, the most important matter in our life is knowing God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and to become a child of God.
Tämä kohta sieltä vanhasta kristin opista,
this portion from the old Christian doctrine,
sen kristin opin pääkirjoittaja Kuopion silloisen piispan Eino Sormusen oma.
Then Bishop of Kuopio, Eino Sormus, it was not his finding who wrote this doctrinal text.
Apostoli Paavalin sanoista,
but it is an adaptation of Paul's words to the congregation of the Philippians. There in the third chapter of the Philippians, it says in this way,
joka on hyvin samankaltainen kuin mikä tuohon kristin oppiin oli kirjoitettu,
which is quite similar to what was written in the Christian doctrine. It says in this way, I'll paraphrase,
Kristuksen Jeesuksen tunteminen,
that the knowledge of my Lord Jesus Christ is more precious to me than any other thing. And because of him I have forsaken everything, and I have tossed everything away as rubbish, so that I can belong to Christ. Think of this passage that the Apostle Paul wrote to the congregation of the Philippians, that he had cast aside everything as rubbish. All of his previous life, that Paul as a Pharisee, one who had gone through the teachings in the school of the Pharisees, that his previous life was based upon all those many rules and following them, one's own merit, good works and merit works, he had cast all of it aside as rubbish and left behind him, so that he could overcome and receive Christ, and that it would be known that he belongs to Christ.
No, minä muistan pikkupoikana, kun istuin.
I remember as a young boy,
kotikyläni,
when I sat
rauhan yhdistyksellä
there in Alapua Association of Peace, my hometown, at services.
Monia kertoja muistan sen, että
I often remember
sananpalvelijan veljet
that the servants of the word, the brothers, explained this portion of text that we just heard. And remember how this portion of the Bible, even as a small boy, as a child, it seemed to be difficult to understand.
Heti tämä meidän tekstimme alkoi näillä sanoilla.
Our text began with these words. I will read it from the old translation of the Bible, the Biblia. It was then it was used as the main the actual Bible text. As it says in this way, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It was not easy to understand. Especially when we think the things that we strongly hope for, as it said in the old translation, how many of us from our own part say that our faith is a strong faith? For myself, it feels to be the opposite. It feels that the faith is such a weak faith. But we could think in this way that the writer of the letter of the Hebrews is referring that the faith is strong due to Christ's merit work, that because of Christ, that faith is strong.
Sitten myöskin kun etukäteen tätä kysymystä mietin.
And when I pondered this question ahead of time,
miksi uskomme, tämä meidän ensimmäinen,
why do we believe? Our first question. Why do we believe?
Niin olenpa aivan varma siitä.
I'm certain.
Kun täällä seuroissakin on ja täällä
that here at these services, that here within this service tent, there are these small children. You would be able to answer well this question. And I noticed through the brother who spoke previously, at the end of his sermon, it was very clear.
Mehän uskomme
this matter of faith.
Sen vuoksi, että tämän
we believe so that by faith we will one day inherit that everlasting life in our heavenly home. It is this simple.
Sanoa, lapsen uskolla voimme tämän asian ymmärtää.
We can understand this through the faith of a child. We believe that one day
tämän uskon kautta
we will
taivaan koti
attain our heavenly home through this faith.
No sitten tämä toinen kysymys, mitä usko
this next
on?
Question, what is faith?
Tästä on monta kertaa sanottu näin, että
it has often been said of this as follows.
Vastakohta.
That the opposite of faith
ei ole tieto.
Is not knowledge.
On paljon ihan hyödyllistä tietoa.
There is much useful knowledge.
Uskon vastakohta on
but the opposite
epäusko.
Of faith is unbelief.
Ja kun luemme Raamattua ja seuraamme
when we read the Bible
kristin uskon kristillisyyden historiaa
and follow the history of the Christian faith
helposti nähtäville
it is quite easy to see time after time how the enemy of souls has always attempted
viemään ihmisiä pois elävästä uskosta
to lead people away from living faith.
Ajattelen näin, että
I think in this way,
se mitä usko on, se on
that which what faith is
hyvin havainnollisesti kerrottu meille uskon tunnustuksissa.
it is revealed unto us very clearly in an exemplary way in the Creed. There in our Lutheran Church, we have those official confessions, three of them, and the most familiar to us, the one that is used most often, the Apostolic Confession. Then there's the Nicaean Confession. And thirdly, there's the Athanasian Creed, which is used rarely.
Voisimme sanoa uuden liiton aamun koitteessa.
So we can say in the dawn of the New Testament or the New Covenant.
Kristillinen kirkko oli muotoutumassa ja muotoutunut.
When the Christian Church was being formed and was given birth, then quite quickly
nähtiin, että on tarve tällaisille.
It was seen that there was an important need for such
tärkeä, siis oikean,
a creed of confession.
Mihin
important to define the apostolic faith.
Uskovat.
That what do believers believe
ja
in?
Sitten jos me ajattelemme nyt nimenomaan sitä meidän tuttua apostolista uskon tunnustusta.
And we think of our apostolic confession for its background
is
already
uskon tunnustus
in the 3rd century, 4th century. There was an old confession, Symbolum Romano, as its basis. Its text was somewhat shorter than our well-known creed of the apostles, but it had the same matters. And our
tähän meidän tuntemamme muotoon.
And this creed took form to the one that is familiar us now, there in the 600s and 700s, the years, in a region in France. And these three confessions or creeds, there is described our belief in the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Ja sehän alkaa meille tutulla tavalla.
And it begins in a familiar way. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth.
Ja nyt jos tarkastelemme tätä meidän saarnatekstiämme,
and if we examine this text portion of the sermon,
niin siinähän
the third verse,
there
the writer to the letter of Hebrews says in this way, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Näin ollen voimme sanoa, Jumala on ensiksi.
So in this way we can say God is firstly the Father and he is the creator.
Hän on sanallaan luonut sekä näkymättömän.
Through his word he has created the unseen and the visible world.
Mitä tuo uskon tunnustuksessa lausumamme sana isä?
And what does the word father mean as we recite?
On taas vielä vanhemmassa the creed. Kristin opissa, eli vuodelta
they're in the older Christian doctrine
23.
From 1923. Christian doctrine from the year 1923.
Näin.
has said in this way,
Jumalaa sanomme isäksi sen tähden.
We say that God is our Father for this reason, that as a creator, He is the Father of all people, but especially because He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and through Him, the Father of all believers.
Sitten toisessa uskon kappaleessa.
In the second article of the Creed,
Kristuksesta, siitä kuinka Jumala on
speaks
lunastaja.
Of Christ.
Jumala tuli ihmiseksi.
And speaks of how God is also the Redeemer.
Jeesuksessa.
That God came as a human in His Son Jesus Christ.
Tämän seurapuheen alla lauloimme tuota tuttua virttä, joka mielestäni hyvin.
This sermon was preceded by that familiar hymn.
Kertoo juuri siitä Jeesuksen lunastustyöstä, sen merkityksestä.
Which speaks of Christ's redemption work and its significance.
Herra Jeesukseni piikit.
That show my Jesus the thorns of that crown of ridicule because of my great sins. The wounded your holy head, and with dry lips on the cross, you cried of thirst, and you suffered nailed to the cross, that death on my behalf. Help us that I would always remember that why you sacrificed all, that on that Good Friday, that you, Jesus, atoned for my sake.
Herra Jeesus, Golgatan keskimmäisellä ristillä.
In this way, the Lord Jesus on the third cross of Golgotha, He redeemed
synnit.
The sins of all of us people through His suffering and death, through His own sacrificial blood.
Meidät vapaiksi.
He redeemed us unto freedom.
Tänään näissä seuroissa.
Today at these services.
Jo kuulimme aikaisemmin.
We already heard earlier.
Sitten myöhemmin 1500-luvulla.
That how later in the 1500s.
Aikana.
During the Reformation,
tämä uskon puhdistuksen keskeinen sisältö, se oikeastaan kiteytettiin toisaalta niin sanottuun sisältöperiaatteeseen.
The centrally,
muotoperiaatteeseen.
The basis, the central basis for this,
sanoitettiin se, miten Jumala
was defined how God makes a person righteous.
Ne ovat meille hyvin tutut sanat.
And these words are familiar to us.
Yksin armosta.
That only by faith, only by grace, and only through the merit work of Christ.
Ja sitten vielä oli tämä toinen periaate, joka oli niin sanottu.
And there was this other principle. It was called sola scriptura.
That tarkoittaa sitä, että pyhä Raamattu
only through the scriptures, which means that the Holy Bible is the highest authority of our faith and our life.
Siinä olisi varsinkin näinä aikoina, kun seuraamme maailman menoa, niin.
And especially in these times, as we observe the goings on in the world, there would be a reason to return and examine the main principles of the Reformation, the Bible, is the highest authority of our faith.
Sitten Tässä meidän apostolisessa uskon tunnustuksessa puhutaan siitä,
in the Apostolic Creed, the confession,
on myös pyhittäjä.
We speak of how Christ is also, or God is also the sanctifier. We speak of the third person of the Godhead, how the Holy Spirit and its role is to continue the work of God and Jesus in this world. And that portion of the Bible is very familiar to us, how there in Jerusalem, after Jesus' death on the cross, Jesus appeared unto the fearful disciples who were behind the locked doors.
Heille vakuutti, ottakaa pyhä henki, joidenka synnit te anteeksi.
And there he assured them, receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins are forgiven, they are forgiven. And whosoever sins are retained, they are retained.
Pyhä henki tekee työtään Kristuksen seurakunnassa.
The Holy Spirit does its work in Christ's congregation. That is, in God's kingdom. Here on this earth, until Jesus returns once again. And it is, dear brothers and sisters, that the Holy Spirit is specifically in God's congregation. Each believing person can own the gift of the Holy Spirit. And having this ownership of this gift, they also have that office to preach the forgiveness of sins and the gospel, that message of the redemption work of Christ. And this final question, how can one obtain faith unto themselves? Is it not so that in this Christianity it has always been brought forth very clearly that each child already there in the womb of the mother and as they are born is already a child of God. The atonement work of Jesus Christ, which he performed, it was not left unfinished. It was perfect.
Näin siis tuon uskon lahjan jokainen ihminen on saanut syntymälahjan.
Each person has received the gift of faith when they are born. But unfortunately, as we know, many, many people lose this gift at some point in their lives. But if this has happened, then still, today, there is hope, namely, the door to return to be a child of God again, into God's kingdom, that door is open, yet this day, one is called into God's kingdom through repentance.
Siinä parannuksessa, näinhän me ajattelemme, siinä on aivan kuin kaksi.
Through repentance, we think in this way, there are this two parts. That an unbelieving person would have that realization of their sins, that God's law drives them towards Christ. And they feel their sins. And they find God's kingdom. Where a believing person would proclaim the forgiveness of sins unto them, which that person would then believe personally. This is repentance.
vaatimaan pitkiä syntilistoja, mitä olet tehnyt.
And even today, there is no demands, a list of sins, what have you done? But when the children of God proclaim the gospel of the forgiveness of sins,
meille uskovaisille se on niin tuttua, mutta tekin, jos näitä sanoja...
It is familiar to us believers, but if one hears these words who today is on the outside of God's kingdom, you have perhaps heard that here is proclaimed the forgiveness of all sins, in Jesus' name and atoning blood.
Sitten vielä tähän loppuun. Ajattelen, että
and yet, to conclude,
voisimme pohtia sitäkin, että
I thought that we could briefly ponder such a question, which I have myself often thought.
Tämä liittyy siihen meidän kirkkomme toiseen uskon tunnustukseen, Nikean.
And it is related to the Nicene Creed.
Itselläni on tässä virsikirja edessä, jossa on rinnakkain apostolinen uskon.
So I have the hymn book that has side by side the Nicene Creed and the Apostolic Creed. This Nicene Creed, it is somewhat longer. It is somewhat more detailed.
Ja siellä on sitten yksi sellainen kohta.
And there's a certain portion
juuri siihen kysymykseen, että miten
regarding this question of how does one obtain faith unto themselves?
Nimittäin täällä on se kohta, jossa
namely, there is this portion where it says in this way, I will paraphrase,
tunnustamme yhden kasteen,
that we confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
No, ehkä meidän on hyvä mennä hieman historiaan siihen, miten Nikean uskon tunnustus.
Perhaps we should go back in time in history as to how the Nicene Creed came about. There was two synods or church meetings. One was in the year 325 in Nicaea.
Oli monenlaista harhaa.
In the first few centuries there were many wrong doctrines circulating. We could say heresies today. There were Gnostics, Arianists, and dozens or tens and tens of others. And very strongly was this doctrine of baptism. That in Christianity, that it is enough for one baptism, but there was a teaching that one would have to be baptized again.
Itse asiassa siellä oli myöskin niin sanottuja
with these various questions, and there was these so-called Christological issues. So who is Christ? Very fundamental questions regarding Christian doctrine.
Sitten mentiin toiseen kirkolliskokoukseen, Konstantinopoliin, eli
and then we went to Constantinople, which is nowadays Istanbul, for the church council. And there was certainly a large gathering there, many theologists. And it is said that there was at least 186 bishops present. And there was those bishops that were Arianologists and others that were in the wrong doctrine. And at this meeting, there was made an addition to the Nicene Creed. And this passage is an addition to the original Nicene Creed. And now afterwards, I have thought myself that it could have been stated that we believe in one baptism. And it could have been added, and the forgiveness of sins. But there it was stated that we believe in one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
muutama päivä sitten.
A few days ago, I was listening to the Kesäseura radio, summer services radio, that is broadcast here in Finland. And that beloved brother Valde Palola spoke about the Nikean Creed with a journalist.
Tässä oli mukava kuunnella sitä haastattelua ja
and it was good to listen to this interview.
Tässä kasteessa ensinnäkin on tärkeää se, että kasteessahan
and to know that the baptism, it is important. It is a covenant of good conscience. It is a grace covenant.
We're
usually a child, but in some cases, if one has not been baptized earlier, that someone can be brought to baptism later. It is a grace covenant. And we can think simply in this way, that there in that grace covenant of baptism, when as believers, when we are as believing, as it is said, we can believe every day our own sins forgiven in abundance, as it is said.
Eli näin kasteen armoliitto on meille tärkeä ja kaste on meille.
And this grace covenant of baptism is important to us.
Kristillisyydelle on aina tavattoman tärkeä.
It has been extremely important for Christianity. Baptism and communion, these holy sacraments that have been given us, that we desire to bring our children to that precious covenant of the good conscience in baptism, in which this covenant God cares for us. And we can truly believe our own errors and sins forgiven every day in abundance.
Näin kuuntelin tuossa ihan muutama päivä sitten.
So I listened a few days ago from the summer services radio. A dearly departed speaker, brother Lauri Taskila, and his sermon.
Se oli 70-luvulta se saarna.
And he said, paraphrased in this way, it was from the 70s. The sermon that already then, in the 1970s, it sounded like that there was as if three ways, three roads to obtaining faith, that there would be by through baptism or through communion and through the gospel. But is it not so, brothers and sisters? That there's only one way to believe one's own sins forgiven and to hear the beautiful message of the gospel, that one can believe as one finds oneself. One can believe all of one's sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood.
Ja kun tällä tavalla jaksamme.
And when we have the strength in this way,
omalla kohdallamme uskoa,
personally,
niin
to believe,
säilymme uskomassa ja toteutuu sitten se, mistä täällä
we will be preserved in faith.
Seuraavassa luvussa sanotaan,
and it will come to fruit, that which is said in the next verse of the book of Hebrews.
Kun siis ympärillämme on todistaja,
in the next chapter,
wherefore
seeing we also are encompassed about it with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Ja näin Jumalan lapset ovat aina.
And so the children of God have always proclaimed the gospel of the forgiveness of sins. Just think.
Se, mitä Martti Luther
that which Martin Luther wrote
saarnasi ja kirjoitti.
Siis 1500-luvulla Martin Luther there in the 1500s
näin. Tämä valta on kaikilla ihmisillä, jotka ovat kristityitä ja
this power is with all people who are believing and who have been baptized, for they honor Christ.
Niin, että he,
and the word has been placed in their mouths.
Ja koska tarve vaatii, saavat
so,
sanoa,
as is required
katso,
and needed,
ihminen,
can say
Jumala tarjoaa sinulle
that behold, man, God offers grace upon you.
Anteeksi. Ole hyvässä turvassa.
That he forgives all of your sins. Be comforted. Your sins are forgiven. If you so believe, then it is so. This voice will not be quelled unto the last days in Christianity. Your sins are forgiven unto you. Rejoice and be of good cheer. Such is always from the mouths of a Christian. And to openly speak these words where sins are forgiven. If I say unto you, your sins are forgiven unto you, then believe strongly. Believe firmly as if God has said it unto you. For who would dare to do this? If Jesus himself had not come and placed these words into my mouth and had said that we must forgive one another, se on of our sins.
Kohta 500 vuotta sitten lausuttuja sanoja ja ne
sama sana. This is nearly 500 years ago these words were said, and these same words hold true today, dear brothers and sisters.
Seurateltassa taikka siellä.
Be you here in the service tent or there listening remotely. Be of good comfort. Believe all of your sins and your own errors in Jesus' name and blood. Believe your sins forgiven. It is so simple. Our faith, when we believe in this way, we will one day, even with this weak faith, we will reach. With our weak individual faith, we will reach that heavenly home. Christ is our strength within us.
Kysellä tätä samaa evankeliumia.
That for my own part, I also desire to ask for the same gospel. Doubtful and tempted, I came to serve. Can I also remain believing my own sins forgiven? In Jesus' name, blood, all sins are forgiven.
Näin haluan yhdessä teidän kanssanne uskoa, ja jos
and I desire to believe together with you. And if one would be listening who is on the outside of God's kingdom, listen. God, in his great grace, has called you to the hearing of God's word. Today, it is yet possible for you to believe unbelief and all of your sins forgiven. And if you do so,
that
all of your sins are forgiven, that you may leave to come and follow us and Christ
näin jäämme turvallisesti uskomaan
to that eternal joy in that home in heaven. And we remain believing comfortingly in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.